lights built in, you would have to take them off. Just like my tree.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the season of Advent. Advent is another great season of the church year as it reminds us of promises fulfilled. God makes promises and doesn't make them just to make them. He makes them to fulfill them. The birth of the Savior, that promise fulfilled. The coming of the Savior a second time to be fulfilled, and it will be. And so we focus on that, those themes during the season of Advent. And so we light the candles, significant each week, emphasizing the prophecies and the fulfillment of God's holy word, promises meant with you and me in mind. Also, like to take a moment just to thank the decorating committee for beautifying our worship facility to God's glory. They did a beautiful job, and I got it done with a wedding yesterday, so it was festive for the wedding, and also with Advent by candlelight coming up tonight, just a beautiful time to glorify our God by decorating the church in this way. As we get into our worship service today, a question for you. Well, would you go on an airplane without a pilot? Discounting that you may be a pilot. Or would you go on an airplane with a pilot who is continually distracted, not paying attention? How many of us go through life without a true pilot to get us from point A to point B? Point B in this case being heaven. How many of us fail to appreciate what a pilot does until something goes wrong? How many people fail to appreciate what Jesus has done, who he is, and what he continues to do for the people of this world? Well, God be praised that you appreciate who he is and what he has done for you, and may you continue to do so. That's why you're here once again today. So God be praised as we now turn our attention to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. This is the day the Lord has made. We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Please stand. What does God tell us about ourselves in His holy word? When we realize that we have sinned against God and deserve His punishment, what should we do? Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed You in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve Your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus says
to His people, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. His death paid for the guilt of your sins and the sins of the whole world. Do you believe this?
Yes, I believe.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. Stir up Your power, O Lord, and come. Protect us by Your strength and save us from the threatening dangers of our sins. Isaiah, the second chapter, a reminder to keep watch. And as we keep watch, to continually hold on to the gospel and to also be a light to others with that same gospel. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Further encouragement to keep watch, and as we do, to watch our words and our actions. A reading from Holy Scripture, Romans 13. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out.
Who has stumbled by the Lord, or who has taken his counselor?
Who has ever given to God that God should repay him? Please stand for the Gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Again, encouragement to keep watch, keeping in mind that today it could be your last day or the last day for each and every one of us. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of the Lord.
Please be seated as we now continue with our hymn.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance. And thankfully, this is possible from God our Father and through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we want to continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. And so we turn back to the words from Romans 13. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who fulfills his promises. Time flies. Thanksgiving is in the wind, though the extra poundage reminds us that it happened recently. Did you end up taking a nap on Thanksgiving? Good for you. Some people try to fight it, but sleep just has a way of coming over us. Does that happen at other times in your life or on other days? Say you're watching TV, and then you wake up after the main point of the show has passed. Or you wake up with a remote in your hand as someone is trying to take it from you, and you say, "No, I'm watching that." Try as we may to fight sleep, sometimes it just overtakes us. Are you one who is able to stay awake until midnight on New Year's Eve? Or have you given up on that one? There is a time to sleep, but then there's also a time that we need to fight sleep and stay awake, such as when we're driving or operating power tools. To help avoid falling asleep at such times, we look for preventative measures. Maybe taking that shot of caffeine to help us, or making sure we get enough sleep before we have to drive a long way or operate such tools. Well, the concept really is not much different when it comes to our relationship with Jesus. Unfortunately, there are people who have fallen asleep in their relationship with Jesus. Oh, they may try to fight falling asleep, but sleep wins. But when it comes to Jesus, we need to fight off and resist that urge to fall asleep and stay awake. Again, keeping in mind that sleep, though, can come in various ways and try and does too often win the moment. As we move into another church year by God's grace, and prepare for another Christmas celebration, it is fitting to be reminded of why the Lord Jesus came to earth in the first place. As each one of us, all people of the world, are not immune from what will take place sooner or later. Thus today, a simple reminder and a word of encouragement. Stay awake. Now's not the time to fall asleep. The Lord reminds us, why not? The day of salvation is near. With each passing day of our life, whether we want to admit it or not, the day of salvation is near. And yet there are people among us and in this world who, like the Apostle Paul said, scoff at this truth. Where is this day of salvation? Life just continues to go on and on and on as it has before, and yet they forget what we heard about earlier. In the days of Noah before the flood, people were carrying on with their life as before, and what happened? Wiped out. That's how it will be. And people will go, "Lord, when did you give us a warning that it was coming? Have you been under a rock? And even under a rock, you should have known." We are without excuse. The Lord makes it clear throughout time, throughout the scriptures, that the day of salvation is coming. In fact, it is nearer with each passing day. Are you awake? You're here by the grace of God. But just being here necessarily doesn't mean you are awake. And so we pray that the Holy Spirit truly is working and living in you. And yet you are truly awake in the Lord and ready for the day of salvation. The hour is at hand. It's a time for action, not a time for sleeping. It's a time to continually grow in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. As also reminded by the Apostle Peter by inspiration, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no time for sleeping when it comes to such growth. For the Lord will come as promised. Christmas is a reminder of that. The Lord keeps His promises. In fact, there was a skeptic once who searched the Bible and ended up becoming a strong Christian because the proof was so overwhelming that Jesus is real and that His promises come true. The evidence is so overwhelming. Be ready. Stay awake. The Lord will come as promised. There's not even a time for napping. But how many people are? In your family? In your circle of friends? People you work with? People you used to live and work with but stayed asleep and they're no longer with us? We don't like to think about where they ended up. But the Lord reminds us we need to. We need to go and make disciples of all nations, for the day of salvation, whether individual or collectively, is nearer now with each passing day. And so there's no time for snoozing or napping when it comes to the Lord Jesus. Because we don't know when that bus is going to come across our pathway. We don't know when that heart attack is going to come. We don't know when cancer, that diagnosis, will be the one. But we can be ready through the gift of faith. A faith not in ourselves, but a faith firmly rooted in Jesus, the Savior of the world. We need this reminder and this encouragement to stay awake. Again, because we are surrounded by the temptations to fall asleep. I mean, think of the world around us. Has it really changed much since what the Apostle Paul describes here? Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual morality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. I mean, way too many people, and we ourselves can fall into the trap of thinking about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Society and we ourselves can think that that's really how to have a good time. That's how to find enjoyment. Just do what you think feels good. Don't worry about the consequences. And maybe there won't even be any consequences we try to rationalize in our own mind. But there's a reason why the world is the way it is. And there's a reason why we deal with disasters and other such things, because there are consequences to one's actions. The person who drinks too much but fails to admit it, and on the way home hits something but doesn't realize that they did, and then in the news the next day there's a dead body on the road. Did I do that? Not me. Oh, that will never happen to me, we think. Or we go to the bathroom, went on a date. We don't know this guy, but when we come back, all of a sudden, I don't feel so good after taking a few more sips. That would never happen to me, we say. People are out to gratify the desires of the flesh. Us too. Thus, the encouragement to continually drown our old Adam by contrition and repentance. No time for taking a nap. No time to think, oh, that would never happen to me. I can carouse and get drunk and do whatever I want. And then maybe later on I'll think about getting close to the Lord. Wake up, the Lord says, from your spiritual slumber. Now is the time to get with the Lord and stay connected to Him. Now is the time to live and love as we have been called to live and love. God, out of love, has brought us to Himself. He has called us to be His own, using His means of grace, the gospel in word and sacrament, to bring us to Himself, clothing us with the robe of righteousness that Jesus has won for us. And so the encouragement to stay awake by staying connected to those means of grace which give faith and strengthen faith. The means of grace rooted in the righteousness of Christ. As He kept that promise and came to earth, not gratifying the desires of the sinful flesh, thankfully, for He was and is perfect. And He had to be for us who are not. And taking that perfection necessary to the cross. The cross that you and I and everyone else should have died on. It should have been our blood on that cross. But it was His blood because it wasn't tainted. And His untainted blood has done a great thing. It has restored, made it possible for that relationship with God, our Creator, to be restored now and into eternity. And so through the means of grace and the work of the Holy Spirit, we can be clothed with the robe of righteousness attained for us by Christ. And as we stay connected to those means of grace, we stay awake where it matters most. We continually put on the armor of God as we are encouraged to do so, to help us recognize the sinful desires of the flesh when they are knocking on our mind and our heart, and to be able to say no and yes, rather to that which is pleasing to God. God help us always remember that not a one of us is immune to the cravings of the sinful flesh. And so not a one of us can afford to take a nap when it comes to staying connected to Jesus through the means He has given us to do so. And Jesus then also encourages us, as we're not napping, to show that we are awake. And one of the ways to show that we are awake is by loving Him, and also by loving Him, by loving one another. And how do we love one another? By showing respect to one another, even if they disagree with us. Even if they disagree with us politically, or even if they disagree with the lifestyle. It doesn't mean we agree with their lifestyle, but we still need to treat all people with respect. Because hopefully through that opportunity and show of respect, we have an opportunity to share the gospel, law and gospel, with such people. In the hope that they will wake up from their spiritual slumber and not end up in hell, but in heaven by the grace of God with us. Showing love also means showing respect for people's property. Despite what authorities may say is okay to take from someone else, God says it's not. And we answer to a higher being, the highest of all. That's how we show our love, not by loving what human institutions say is okay, but rather what God says is okay through His Word. As you get an opportunity, read the verses leading up to the words that serve as our reading in our text for today about what love is. And so then let no love like this remain outstanding. And the motive for such love is God's love for us. The love of Christ compels us to no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died and rose again for us. And the fact that the day of salvation is nearer now, there's no time to waste, friends, in staying awake and showing that we are awake by love for God and love for one another. And to help us put forth those words and those actions of love, not hate, it's important what we absorb and what is in our mind and in our heart. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Which ties together with what James said. Do not merely listen to the word and say, oh, good advice. No, do what it says. Be the salt and light that God has called us to be. Stay awake. Show that you are awake. Fill the mind with what is godly. Not easy to do, but not impossible. Fill yourself with the word of our Lord. Yes, time flies. So how are you going to keep spending the time that is remaining for you? Sleeping or awake? When it comes to Jesus and our relationship with Him, dear friends, this is a time to stay awake. And God is there to help you do just that. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. We turn to a confession of faith on the bottom of page 8. We join, I believe
in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. What are we meaning to say with these words?
I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also
He has redeemed us, lost and condemned creatures, purchased and won us from all sins, from death and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood, and with His innocent suffering and death.
All this He did that I should be His own, and live under Him in His kingdom, and serve Him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just
this is most certainly true. Please be seated. Again, thank you for your generous gifts in response to the Lord's love for you as we continue to share the gospel not only locally but also abroad through our congregation mission offerings. We pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through Him we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Let the love of Christ fill your church so that it may flourish in all good works. Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Spend
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid. Lord, as your prospering hand has blessed, may we give you of our best, and by deeds of kindly love, for your mercies grateful prove, singing thus through all our days, praise to you, immortal praise. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, we thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Thank you.
We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, relearn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Morning again. Just thank you for continuing to fill out those blue connection cards. And again, if you see guests among us, please say hi to them and also ask if they filled out one of those connection cards and direct them how to do that and where to place those cards. Appreciate that. Just a reminder of some things that are coming up. You can see the weekly news, the bulletin of the website. Next Sunday, just a reminder that that international marathon is taking place, so especially for the early service people that may impact you coming this way if you're crossing Fair Oaks. You can see the orange signs that label that. There's a note in the weekly news about that too. I don't want you to get caught up in that, because if you get caught up, and then you got to run the whole marathon. So just keep that in mind. This coming Wednesday, we begin our midweek Advent services. So this Wednesday at 6:30 here in the church, we'll have our worship service at 5:30. We start our Advent Supper. That'll be in the multi-purpose center, so keep that in mind if able to come for supper, as well as then for worship. For Bible study today, you'll see the handout. We're taking a pause from the Augsburg Confession. We have another Bible study available, so you'll see the handouts there in the entryway. Everybody, teens and even Sunday school, not officially meeting today, but children are welcome to come and attend the Bible study discussion today here in the church. Coming up in a couple of weeks, December 11th, we have a brunch in between services, so there won't be Bible study. It's to formally welcome our new members throughout the year 2022, and so everybody's welcome. There's a sign-up sheet there under the TV on the ledge in the lobby there. Please take the time to sign up if you're planning to come. If you have any questions, talk to Linda Heffill. She'll be happy to answer your questions there. Also, there are Christmas cards on that same ledge. Christmas cards for our missionaries, LWMS. We have three missionaries that we encourage, and so please take the time to sign your name. You can also leave a brief note. You'll see those there. And then December 10th, the Live Nativity event. It's a walkthrough this year, and we'll have a fire in front of the angelic choir, and if you want to join the choir, feel free to do so formally and informally. And then at the end, we have a gathering area. It'll be in front of the 800 classrooms, and we'll have s'mores. So if you like chocolate and peanut butter and marshmallows and graham crackers, if you want to sneak in a hot dog, you probably could do that. We're just having a gathering area to have more fellowship. So keep that in mind. There are some invites of that by the Welcome Center if you want to hand a neighbor or a friend something about that live nativity. Other than that, have a great day in the Lord. Notice I did not use the 15 minutes that were gifted to me, so I still reserve the right to use those at a later time. Thank you.